A defiant Governor David Paterson, portraying himself as the underdog, vowed to fight what he said were special interests, the media, and other forces that were against him to persevere in an election campaign.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm not going to give up. I will win the election for governor this year.
Around 300 people showed up to hear the remarks. No state elected officials, other than Paterson's chosen state party chair, Jay Jacobs, attended the speech, though the mayor of Hempstead introduced the governor. A rally planned for Sunday in Harlem had to be postponed because of a lack of attendance. The announcement comes at a time when Paterson has faced anemic fundraising, months of low poll ratings, and weeks of rumors about an alleged New York Times story that was to contain salacious details about his personal life. The story, published on Friday, was an analysis of Paterson's governing style and portrayed the governor as remote and out of touch. Paterson addressed this less-than-ideal situation in his speech.
I've had a very difficult last couple of weeks. Innuendo and ridicule and false rumors can leave a long and lasting effect. And it's no surprise that this comes in the middle of a budget process when special interests have a lot to lose, and in the beginning of a campaign when other candidates will do anything to win.
Paterson is so far the only announced Democratic candidate for governor, though popular Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is expected to enter the race in April. The governor, who's been known for his sense of humor, continued to play off the rumor theme when he said that under his tenure, the number of women and minority-owned businesses receiving state grants has multiplied.
And the sales of security and bonds for them has sextupled. Now, sextupled means six times. Let's not get that confused with any rumors, because that is the truth.
The 20-year veteran of the state Senate also took shots at the legislature, saying that he's the only politician in Albany putting the people first. Paterson, who has a tense relationship with lawmakers, was perhaps anticipating a lengthy upcoming budget battle when he portrayed government gridlock as a virtue.
Well, a stalemate is better than stale responsibility.
Paterson also offered his rationale for election, saying he's governed in tough economic times and has made tough choices. He says the state is teetering on insolvency, yet he so far prevented drastic actions taken by other states, like reduced credit ratings or paying vendors with IOUs. And he cited his achievements to reform the Rockefeller drug laws and strengthen drunk driving penalties. The governor also recounted his lifelong struggle with his disability. He is legally blind, saying people have always told him that he couldn't do things, and he has proceeded to defy them.
Time has sensitized some of the labels, but the message is very clear. You can't do it. Give up. Go home. It's not going to work out. And that's the message that so many people have learned when they've tried to move forward, but because of their race, their religion, their national origin, their age or disability, their sex or their sexual orientation, they always had to challenge the institutions that were unfortunately bigoted and ignorant and also privileged. Well, some of these people are saying, I shouldn't run for governor, but you need to know that this is a governor that does not quit.
Paterson's lone announced opponent, Republican candidate Rick Lazio, issued a statement. In it, he blamed Paterson, along with former Governor Eliot Spitzer and Attorney General Cuomo, for New York's dysfunction. Lazio says he would do a better job. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.